Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday evening program on BVSradio.com Station 1. Tonight we are doing Healing Highway with Creation Lightship Healing's Ron Amatron, and today is Monday, January 7th, 2013. So we have a great program planned for you tonight. And Ron, I thought maybe to start we could have people call if you were on our Plant the Seeds of Intention call yesterday and wanted to talk about your experience with that. That was a great four-hour call that Ron did where he brought in the energies of the upcoming 2013 year. So if you would like to call in, I think we're only going to take callers tonight if you would like to talk about your experience on that call. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe you have a few things to add about that, and we could start off there. And then also, if you have any questions, please send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you have any questions during the show, we'll be checking that email. So clsquestions@yahoo.com if you have any questions. So, Ron, how was your experience for the 2013 call yesterday? There was water charging. It was a really wonderful call.
In my experience was a lot of energy maybe in this month and next month. The energy for myself was kind of, I don't want to use the word irritating, just a lot of energy. And then from there on out, it seemed to be pretty peaceful. So I'm looking at it as another way, because all the other years, each month seemed to be a lot different. And what I think is happening is that we were feeling force energy coming in, and sometimes riding on top of that with that is the alien energies of mind control. So I think possibly the aliens are not up to, up to date yet with the clone replicas that are here. And so we did not feel any of the energies that would be needed to combat them. So we just felt the peace energy the way it's supposed to be here. That's kind of what I think. I think that things will be, with the clone replicas here, the real clones that are not created by source energy, let's put it that way, I think they'll be coming online more and more the next month or so. Means that they'll be having more programs added to them, and those programs then will make them more human. And right now, they seem to be very peaceful. Remember, the aliens need to have situations and emotions to work with to take your energy. So having peaceful, clones here is not going to do them any good at all, unless they want to turn this place really into a prison camp, planet, 100%. And then have them do, work duties, or something. I don't think they're going to be doing that. So I think that probably in the near future, and I would venture to say, just kind of pulling it out of the hat, February, March, they'll be back online again with all the emotions of a regular human. And then they will be causing some more havoc. Nice thing is that everybody knows that, once you're connected to source energy, then it's much, much harder for you to have these clones take your place. That's why we have the special clearing, the New Earth clearing, on the website. So when you do a clearing and you have more spirit energy with you, that energy is now held sacred. It can't really take you sideways easily. Not everything is 100%, but I would say the 100% would be being recognized by light. Remember, when ascension time comes, the light just looks for light and doesn't know what is here or who is here, because everything is a non-judgment. Light just looks for light, collects light, and then starts the ascension process, and then it starts over again. So that's kind of how it works. So that's kind of what I'm sensing here. So I check the eyes out on people and see how they look. Starting to see more eyes that are very bright, lifeless maybe, but bright. then you may understand more fully that these are not humans that are here. Remember that they've been coming in probably the last 6 months as prototypes. And they do exhibit light, but it's a false light. It's the light of the darkness. That's why everybody's stuck here, because they took the wrong path. Like in the song Stairway to Heaven, there's two paths you can go by, in a sense. That was part of the lyrics, I think. You take the light, the path of true light, source energy, or you take the light of the darkness that is preached to you through books, churches, etc. And it's just a copy of what true light is, but it's not the same. But it looks the same, because if you start using your mind to figure it out or try to figure it, there may not be any way for you to even do so, because the false light is not going to come and tell you, oh, I'm not the light, we're not the light, you know. Your soul family is all here because they're in the light, and you're in forced reincarnation here because you choose to. It'll never tell you the truth. And that's why you want to do the mind to heart drop to get more heart-centered. So back to you, Elizabeth. And we will take callers if you want to explain how you felt each month. That was kind of my basic take on it. But everybody has their own way of looking at it. But the call was very, very peaceful for me. And that was because they're probably trickling in source energy. Wasn't anything coming in to disrupt it. So if you did feel something going on, then that you know that that could be a big month. Well, last year, after doing the call, I knew that October was going to be pretty awful. And there'd be something going on. And definitely people in New York or on the East Coast definitely know about that situation. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron. October was particularly rough. That's really interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. It was really different than a lot of the other calls that I've been on. And I, too, also felt a lot of changes toward the beginning of the year. But then I think I actually ended up dozing off toward, like, September, October, November. And then I, like, woke myself up with a start and didn't really know where I was. That was my experience on the call. But I did take some notes. And if anybody else out there would like to call in and share their experience, that would be great. I'll give you the numbers now. And our call-in numbers for tonight on Station 1 are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or you could try line 4 if you are maybe in another country with your international code, and the number is 530-413-5011. So we also did affirmations for each of the months, which I actually ended up not using, because when I felt the energies of the month, it turned out to be sometimes similar, but sometimes completely different than what I had prepared. And Ron, when you were just speaking, when you were referring to the new Earth, are you talking about the new Earth transport clearing? Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so that's a clearing that cost, I think it's a penny, and when you do a clearing, unless you deal with me personally, but when you do a clearing on the website, you want to take your energy of who you are and put that into the new Earth so that it is held in a sacred space. So Lightship will know that you're doing something and that you're actually of light, and you want to be recognized. So that's why you want to transfer the energy. The reason why I put that clearing up is I do that, the darkness, the aliens are taking people on abduction sideways into timelines. And when they go into timelines, then what if they're not here at ascension time? They did all these clearings, and all of a sudden they get abducted. And I go, uh-oh, that's not a good thing. So that's why we put it up, so that Lightship will know of you. Remember, the light only works in the now. You have to remember that. You don't understand it. The light does not work in time. I use the word time because we have to use something to talk about here off and on, but the light does not work in time, which means that it doesn't know anything of what's going on anywhere unless it goes into the time or timeline, and then at that point it's still in the now. So the only way the light can do work is when you request something. That's why when you do clearings, requesting the light come in And in a sense, you're either judging yourself or it's clearing out an energetic body that's full of judgment. So you're telling the light ship to clean out, like, your emotional body because it's full of darkness. So it will look for darkness and clean it out and then replace it with parts of you that is of light, if it can find it. Because each clearing, it does that with, okay? Now, if it can't find you because you've been abducted, then it'll just stop. Because it only looks for light. It's not going to go into a realm of darkness all the time looking for you. It may look a little bit. And like I said, most people will be found by accident. If the light can find a spirit of light, and if source energy can find a spirit of light, let's use that term, darkness, then whatever is in the way or what it stumbles upon, causes of looking for something, then that part of someone else will be found. So that's kind of the way it works. It's easy to understand once you kind of get the situation under control and realize that once you're tied into timelines, then all of a sudden those timelines are going to take you sideways. That happens to you every 10 minutes. So are you abducted? Yeah, every 10 minutes you're abducted onto another timeline. Or another way of saying it, every 10 minutes you are abducted by the aliens someplace. You're not necessarily going to be on a spaceship, UFO, etc., but you are abducted. And you could also be with that too, but you are abducted onto a timeline. This is why you lose your keys, why you have deja vu, why things appear seriously that wasn't there before, like a car when you're driving, it pops up next to you, behind you, in front of you, and you go, wow, I must have been kind of daydreaming, and all of a sudden this car is here, and you don't really look at yourself, or you blame yourself because of something that's going on, that you were stupid or whatever, but it's really, they're bringing in somebody on a timeline, copy and pasting the timelines, different situations, different sceneries, everything else they have to fabricate. That's what we do on Thursdays is on replica call, where we take out the clones of you on timelines to make you more whole. Normally select physical conditions, body locations to do that. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to get your clearings done and also register them to the New Earth Transport, which you can do all on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And all of the healings and clearings that we talk about in the show are searchable on that website if you are looking for the New Earth healing. So every time you do a clearing, you want to transfer it to the New Earth, you just type in New Earth into the search box and hit go, and that'll take you right to the page. Or if you're searching for any other healing, you can access it that way too. So, Ron, I actually had a question from clsquestions@yahoo.com, and this person is asking, can we still do the 2012 clearings, such as the Nano Detox 2012 and Ascension 2012 barcode removal clearings, even though it's now 2013?
Yes, you can. So I may change that a little bit. I put 2013 after it or something in the title. But yeah, you can continuously do that. So and it will be effective.
Yeah, because I guess if it's established, it's already on the timeline. Just because that timeline's in the past doesn't mean it can't affect you.
That is correct. So one way to look at it is, are you still living in the past? Yes, you are, okay? Remember, you think that you're aging, okay? And we'll just say that you think and you believe that you go back 10 years from now, and you stand there at 10 years and look into the future, and I see you at 10 years older. Are you still living 10 years ago? Yes, they can abduct you 10 years ago, okay? So you could have a life of your own living on timelines from the past, and you are still fully present living that life. Another thing that happens is that people who are buried, they can take the DNA of that skeleton. We'll just say that for some reason they never had caskets. Oh, and you're going back probably quite a long way, so they can take the DNA of that, of the bones, find them, we'll say dig them up, or just go to them. It makes no difference. If you're on a timeline and the aliens want to dig you up, you're not going to know about it. They hold you off, and take the DNA out of your bones, reconstruct you. And now they got you with all of your stuff, all the emotional stuff in that timeline that they're, you know, digging you out of the ground on. And then they can recreate you, and now you're living, or somebody's body is living, that could be 5,000 years old. Oh, do things in the past still live? Yes. Even if they're dead. So, yes, you are still living on alien timelines. That's why when I bring people back on a space timeline crash, you feel better. You go, wow, what could be happening here? Well, you're just in the beyondo. I'll do a sample of that here. So here we go. Let's go back to the 10 years ago. Okay. We'll go back 10 years as it is right now. This will be a sample of that clearing. And you probably don't know what you were doing unless you happen to have, like, a birthday or something. But for most people, day is what it is. You know, it's this date, which I think is the 7th of January. So you're not going to know what you did on the 7th of January. Now, if you were older and you were a veteran and you were in World War II, you're going to have that December 7th. You know, stamped into you as a time code. So at that point, you know, every time December 7th comes, you're going to go, oh, that's when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, you see. So that would be one of those key times. Typically, most of those people are dead now, so they're not going to really be listening to our program anyway. But, you know, if they were, if we were like, in that same year, 10 years after that, and we went back 10 years, they would be living, animated, and everything else. They go through that trauma of what happened. Maybe they died on one of those, yes, who knows. But here we go. Just trying to give you some reference here. And maybe you died on one of these timelines. You got reconstructed, and for some reason, we'll just say that today's the day, January 7th, and you woke up and you go, boy, I feel like I have death all around me. Well, maybe that's because you died, got constructed on an alien timeline, living in an alien realm, thinking that you're on planet Earth here, and you died. That can affect you here. They can copy and paste that. You can have all the energy brought back right into you. Once you start understanding what they can do, or the they out there, it's pretty alarming. But you really can't get tied into it too much because they really created a wonderful plan for themselves. Everything is created according to darkness, and it's the common denominator is sucking your energy out of you. That's what they're trying to do, and along with probably eating you, but we won't get into that. So here we go. And let's go back 10 years, January 7th, 10 years ago, this exact second. The aliens know about time. They know about seconds and milliseconds. We also have nanotechnologies, okay? But here we go. We're going to bring you back from that timeline, and I'm going to clear the energy off of you because you probably had some trauma, I would imagine. So here we go. One, clearing that energy off of you. This is what you have lived on a timeline that you're living right now, not knowing about it. So releasing that from you. Release that life from you and then clean the trauma out of you. So releasing that life. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now you're disconnected from that. So whatever they're trying to copy and paste on you, at least one race anyway, they can no longer do that. The question that people would say, oh, I'm free of that now. Well, it was 100 alien races who copied you. Well, we got rid of one out of 100, so you have 99 left. Okay, I'm not trying to be pessimistic here, but that's the way it works. Now we're going to take away the trauma from that one particular lifetime that we disconnected that got attached to you. So this is a trauma clearing for that. And we have this on the website, you know, Parallel Life Clearings, you know, on the timelines. I can't get the exact name, but it's Parallel Earth, Parallel Lifetimes, Clone Bodies or something. Here we go. Releasing this from you. One, two, three, four, five. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel a little more relaxed. Maybe you had a problem. Maybe, you know, like I said, you got killed on today's date. Okay, and so maybe you woke up wondering, maybe they gave you lung cancer or something. Who knows what they did to you, because they're pulling your energy off, and maybe you died that day. And you wake up and you go, man, you know, I think I'm going to die today. I feel like I got IV stuck into me all over the place. I feel drained. No energy today. What's going on, you know? And that's a possibility, too. Oh, Elizabeth, back to you. If you have any comments, feel like questions.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That's very interesting. And also, if you want to know the exact name of that clearing, I believe it is called, hold on, I had just pulled it up 1 second ago. The Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal, is that the one you were talking about?
Alien, yeah, that the all one will work with all the clearings that we have. We have the word all in it, but this is the parallel life, clone body, cloned earth, clearing, something like that. Clone lifetime on cloned earth, and we have one for a clone lifetime on other alien energies, other planets or whatever that's not of the earth. And we have the same clearings for I think it's past lifetimes. We did it in a sense of past lifetime because it was in the past.
I'm sorry, Ron. And also, maybe you could talk a little bit about the space-time crash. Because I think that's what you're referring to when you're talking about the Beyondo, right?
Yeah.
And that sort of...
Yeah, when you do a timeline crash, or you do that one clearing the clone lives on clone planets, then at times they're not always brought back here. Okay, or, you know, they disconnected a timeline. Maybe they got tired of you, right? They had you on a timeline, and they said, okay, we'll just take you off the timeline now. But you didn't come back here, but you're floating out there in space, kind of like hell on 2001 Space Odyssey, you know? So this is why you want to do a space timeline crash. I would say if you do it, maybe do it once a week or something. It's not quite that important. I'll do that one now for everybody. So let's take a day that I guess we could take the same date, and we'll go back when you were 5 years of age, okay? Same date today, same time, same second, same hour, okay? And I'm going to bring you back if you were out there in the Beyondo, floating around all by yourself, wondering where the heck you are, lost in space, okay? That one song, A Whole Generation Lost in Space, hello. Here we go. I'm going to bring you back here because you're out there, little dingy, not knowing where you're going, you know? So here we go. Back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Turn off the trauma that you've experienced. You could have been out there for a long time. Well, depends how old you are. So if you're 100 listening to the program, you've been out there for 95 years. Wondering where the heck you are, okay? A roadmap, bringing you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is why you want to do the alien death barcode clearing. Because they can put barcodes on you from your past, okay? That's why you do those. and do that clearing. So most people, they'll just give me an email, say, Ron, I want to do the death barcode clearing. How many barcodes do I have? And they're all active. If you go through a barcode and you're still living, you have the death energy with you. You're walking with death. I will say that you're 95 years of age, you know, or say 100 years of age, right? And you've had a dozen death barcodes. Well, that's going to take a toll on you because you died 12 times. Did it affect you here? No, but that energy is to kill you. So this is why you want to do that clearing, to feel better. Bring back more of your youth. As each time you hit a barcode, it takes a lot of your energies. I think for most people, they feel much younger and lighter, typically maybe a third more energy off of the first barcode. You have a situation going on. A situation can continue on in your life. You could be free of something, free of an illness. We'll just say that you have a sore throat, and they wanted to kill you with a death barcode when you had a sore throat. Well, that energy is still with you. And you may start to have a lot of sore throats because of it, because it's still active in you. This takes away the energies. So that's why you want to do the alien death barcode clearing. And it's one price for as many as you have. And, you know, if you're interested, then just send me an email and ask me how many you have. And it's especially good, you know, if you're younger. You know, you may be okay. You only have like one or two of them on you or something. But, you know, you probably have parents or grandparents. Those people dealing with a situation? No? If they are, then they have death barcodes, and that's preventing them from healing because it turns off the mind of the body, your internal healer, when you go through death barcodes. Especially if you have, you know, more than three or four of them. That energy of healing is probably actually turned off because the spirit inside of you of the body spirit, the body healer, I'll use the word the body healer, as well, there's no use to heal the body, so it has a death barcode on it. It's going to be terminated. Now, this is the date of death, and I'm not much I try to heal the person because the program is inside of the body, and the aliens are given this program to have this body physically die. Why should I try to resurrect it when I have no control over these programs? That's why you want to do the clearings. Very, very, very important. So if you have parents or grandparents and they're older, they have them, you have these death barcodes because, remember, not everybody lives forever. Why? Because these death barcodes are put on you. They look at that situation and say, yeah, why do people die here? Well, alien death barcodes. Each time you go through one, you get worse and worse. And you start bringing in more stuff. Mind of your body, your internal healer mechanism is turned off. Of course you get sick. So, you know, you want to get that live and well. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really great advice, Ron. And if you're new and you're feeling kind of overwhelmed by all of this, there is a Q&A section on creationlightship.com. It's over on the right with the two angels. And also, all of these healings and clearings can be done at any time from the comfort of your own home through creationlightship.com. And the two that Ron mentioned, the timeline crashing and also the space-time crash, are recommended healings, and they are conveniently located on the left side of the website under the drop-down recommended healing box. And the other ones are also available by searching creationlightship.com. So these, it's not really to overwhelm anybody, but we just want to make sure that you feel self-empowered, and that's kind of what the Healing Highway Show is about, in that you're taking charge of your own healings and clearings, and you shouldn't feel frightened. You should actually feel empowered, and hopefully we'll go ahead and try some of that out and then let us know how you feel. So all of those clearings that Ron was talking about, the timeline crash, the space-time crash, the New Earth transport clearing, and also the death barcode removal are all on creationlightship.com. And if you have any questions about them, you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I've gotten a couple of comments, actually, from the CLS questions about yesterday's call. And there, somebody is saying, hold on, let me just find it. Okay, this person is saying they felt very similar to you, a really strong energy in January, then felt very peaceful and connected to the light ship, but no change in the energies from month to month. Thank you, Ron, for a wonderful experience. So that's very interesting. Again, if you'd like to call in with your experience about yesterday's planting the seeds of intention for 2013, phone call, that would be great. And also, I know at the end of the call, Ron, you did a water charging. And if you missed that, there's also the Wednesday call where Ron does the light-activated healing water. And that one is a weekly call, and that's the physical healing plus liquid light healing water session, and that's a conference call on Wednesday. There's also one on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and they all do different things. So Tuesday is actually physical body cording attachment removal. Thursday's cloned replicas, they're interfering with you removals, and Friday is entity attachment removal. So those are all great weekly calls to get on if you're looking to really jumpstart your new year. So hopefully a lot of people made resolutions to do healings in the upcoming year. I know I did. And just wanted to also mention there was another comment coming through CLS questions. Actually, it's a question. This person's asking if you could please explain more about the new spirit clearing you mentioned on Saturday's program. Is it the same as when you command our spirits to go out and in?
Yeah,
and
we're doing,
I actually,
okay,
sorry,
yeah,
go ahead, Ron.
And we are putting together a bundle, which will probably have, I'm guessing, maybe 4 or 5 bundles. We have about 20 clearings that are spirit clearings. So I'll just talk about that briefly, because you know that we have a lot of clearings. Initially, I started doing, this work that I'm doing now, and that was the main thing, is to save people's spirits. That's where I wanted to go with it. And then lo and behold, you know, we realized, working with people, that this place needs to have all these other clearings to get the body so the spirit can come back into it. What good is it going to do a clearing on your spirit if it can't come into your body? That's why all the clearings that we have, almost all of them anyway, I'll say probably 99% of them, deal with you, your physical body. And I'm here to help your spirit and to help the earth spirit do its part, okay? The earth spirit is gone, so it already did its part. I already helped it out the best that I could. So it left, and it's doing its ascension process. So the main thing is what's about your own spirit. So I had these clearings like in mothballs, and we did have a page on the website where it had spirit clearings. There's only like one on there, I think, or maybe even not that. So we're going to reactivate that now, and we're going to bring in these clearings. They're going to be just low-price bundles be able to do a lot of clearing with that. And one of those will be I'm in and out of your body. Here, I'll do it right now for you, everybody. So I'll talk about that briefly so you can kind of get a clue. Whatever you have wrong with you, so does your spirit, okay? So your spirit looks like you, and it will probably be wearing the same clothes that you're wearing because it'll pick up that energy of everything else around you. So if you're wearing nightgown right now and you're back east ready to go to bed or something, or pajamas, it'll have pajamas on. That's kind of one way to look at it to understand what's happening. Now, let's say that you have a broken arm or you stubbed your toe, okay? So does your spirit. It has a broken arm and a problem with its toe. Now, how are you going to heal your body if your spirit isn't healed, okay? And most of the clearings that we have spirit infusion to help with that. And a lot of this is kind of working with your spirit, too, but it's not stated. But I need to get more into spirit clearings to give you a lot more energy for that. That's why we're going to be putting this up here. So your spirit, I'm going to bring your spirit in and out of your body to show you what it's like. Now, each time your spirit leaves your body, it's not going to go out in the beyond, like astral traveling, like people talk about. Your spirit is just going to go out quickly, get cleaned off, and then come back in again into you. Each time it comes in, it'll be cleaned up, have more energy for it to clean out your body. That's kind of one way to look at it, like your spirit is coming in to clean your body out. That's the easiest way for you to understand that probably. Now, if you don't clean out your spirit, you know, how are you going to get a healing? Remember, the spirit is light. No light outside of yourself. So we're kind of talking on this avenue here. So there's no light outside of yourself. The only light that you have is from your spirit. So if your spirit automatically is contaminated with your illness, how are you going to get a healing? It's impossible with the light to do it. The darkness can come along and do that. Going to any church, the darkness will bring in the light of the false light of Jesus or the light of the darkness, or go to a practitioner and they do lay on hands on you or whatever. All this is light of the darkness stuff. It doesn't really do you much good. It could actually heal you, but what are you getting tied up to? Or gunk. The darkness gave you your situation. Well, what's the old phrase? The Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away or something. Well, that's true. Aliens gave you this stuff, they can take it away instantly. But they can find some nice practitioners down here, good-looking guys or, you know, good-looking girls or whatever, handsome guys, good-looking girls, gorgeous people to do these healings. And, you know, people get attracted to these people, and all of a sudden you get entangled with a lot of stuff. In fact, I'll tell you what happened. I get a little bit of time here. I was back in New York last time, and a person went to my workshop, and I was telling them what not to do with other practitioners, right? So this gentleman went to this one practitioner, and the guy did some kind of mojo on him, and he came to me after the event and said, "Man, I really feel messed up. What do I do? Because I know I shouldn't have been in there, but I went in anyway." Well, I said, "You know, this is kind of your choice." I said, "Go in and do clearings on the website to get yourself cleaned up, because you got attached to darkness." And, you know, for whatever reason, he probably got mesmerized by this person and got slimed. You know, I would imagine he probably did that. So anyway, that's his choice. It's his free will. Light's never going to come and say not to do something to you, because the light is not in judgment. Your choice if you wish to use darkness. A lot of practitioners use darkness, and this person found out the hard way. That's the way it goes. So here we go. I'm going to take you in and out of your body. We'll do it probably 20 times here. So if you have a physical condition or concern, we need to heal your spirit, which mimics you, and then we'll bring the spirit in whole and complete healed, and then it can come into your body instantly and put some energy there. Then we'll take it out again. So each time you get a little more of yourself back in that location where you have a situation going on. Here we go. So you have to think of something, remember, because spirit doesn't really know that you burnt your finger or stubbed your toe or whatever. This is your life experience. That's perfect. Everything in the light is perfect. I mean, your spirit still has that philosophy that this is perfect. Okay? So here we go. Coming in and out. So I'll first say out and coming in, out and 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 in. Oh boy, out and in, 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 out and in. This is feeling good. Out and in, 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 out and in. out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So see how your body is feeling. Remember, spirit is kind of elusive. You don't know what your spirit's doing. It's inside of you, but you don't really have a clue. But your body will tell you that your body lives here. Your body lives with feelings, you know, and the feelings can be like pain in your body, or it could just be sensing things. But your body knows. And unfortunately, mind energy that we have is controlled. Oh, it does control the body. So your mind will say, okay, body, we're going to do this here today. Body doesn't go, oh, no, I don't want to do that. You have to go along for the ride, okay? So, you know, you have to recognize that and realize what's going on. The whole thing is that your spirit sense is very, very elusive. Really don't know what it's doing, but it's there to help you. You have to command it to do so. If you don't do that, no way that your spirit's going to do anything for you, because it doesn't want to hear any of your thoughts, because you have, you know, gazillions of them, you know? So it's just going along for the ride, hoping that you will command it to do something. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, thank you. I always like that one when you do the out and in. Also, I wanted to say to everybody before, when Ron was talking about taking care of your body and doing clearings on your body, Ron, I wanted to mention the mind of the body clearing, which is kind of when you were talking about your body's own internal healer being blocked by the darkness. So I just wanted to mention that clearing too, and also say that that one is available from creationrelationship.com. And what that does is it kind of clears away the blockages and obstacles that are preventing your body from healing itself. Is that right, Ron?
That is correct, uh-huh. And that's also on the bundle.
Oh, okay, great.
That's on the Body Jumpstart, I believe, bundle. A lot of clearings in there. So if you do have a situation that's happening with you, you could go into the special clearing that we have. But I would strongly recommend probably doing the Body Jumpstart, because it covers so much, and it could take a while to do because it covers a lot of things. They need those things. So I put that one up. I did initially the special clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing. So if you have a condition, let's just say that for some reason you have the C word, you know, listening here, and you know, you know that you have it now, but you could have been carrying that for your whole life, and or dormancy of that, and all of a sudden now in the last 10 years you have it. And so you go, wow, what do I do now? Well, just doing a clearing right now for today is going to really affect you, because you have to go through your whole lifetime to clear the energy away from you. Well, that's why I put up the Body Jumpstart. I mean the special clearing for people that have a situation that we don't have listed. All the clearings listed on the website are only because people asked me to put up the clearings. Ron, I have this condition, I have that condition. I go, oh boy, another one, you know? Another
yeah.
one, and another one. And I so I go, okay. And so now when I think about putting up a clearing, I mean, I go, oh, nuts, you know? But the new one's going to be great with the spirit, because that's really what I'm here to do, is help your spirit. But so anyway, that's why they're all there. It's not because I sat down one day and fabricated all these things. It's because I had emails and people talking to me, calling me up, saying, Ron, I got this problem, I have that problem, and you got to clean off those energetic bodies. So there's probably about maybe, I'll just say, hypothetically, 15 energetic bodies that the Earth Spirit gave you. That process, the Earth Spirit gave you these bodies to keep the aliens from killing you from mind control. These bodies, definitely you want to probably clean out. And we have a few of those listed. Emotional body is the main one. But then from there, the other energetic bodies can get contaminated too. You want to get those things fixed. But basically, there's 108 bodies that make you who you are. So the main thing is you know, after you do a clearing, your spirit gets more enhanced to come back into you. But the Body Jumpstart I put up because all of a sudden, I realized that people needed to have more than just what was on special clearing. So that took us probably a month to figure out what to put in there and how to do it, everything else. And so we took some of the clearings or all the clearings on the website that related to somebody with poor health. We stuck it there on that body jump start. And I think it's a 3-month clearing for $200. And if you do have a situation, that's what you want to go into. But first do your emotional clearing, because the emotional clearing is basically why you have your condition. You want to get that energy off of your body so your spirit can come in more fully, help you. But after that, then, you know, you want to do another clearing. And if you are older, have a condition, you got diagnosed with something, then you want to also do, probably before the body jump start clearing, you want to do the death barcode. Because, you know, go to the doctor, you feel good, we'll say, and then they say, oh, you have this. And all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, this is going to kill me. They go, well, yeah, you know, it will. You know, you may live for 5 years. It'll be all right, you know. But what's going to happen at the end of 5 years? You go, well, most people are dead. And then right away that puts you into the fear mode, because that death barcode now, you know, or codes are activated, and that's what they're planning to do to you. Doctor knows, because he's seen that condition in other people before. He goes, yeah. He doesn't tell you about the death barcode. Just goes, well, you only have a life expectancy of so long. Well, that's because the barcodes come in. Oh, I don't know if there's enough doctors out there who'd be interested in telling their patients about what we have here. Probably none of them. You know, they don't sell or have pharmaceuticals. But aside from that, that's what you want to get off if you want to heal. Can't guarantee it'll make you live longer, but it can't help you. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really great advice. And I think that one of the important things to take away from tonight's show, too, is the fact that the clearings can only help you and help you have a better life. And also wanted to mention there is the physical body rejuvenation in January, which is the intensive healing calls. And those are on January 13th, 20th, and the 27th. And that includes organ rejuvenation, nervous system, organ, skeletal, blood rejuvenation. And that, if you purchase all three at once, you also get the four-hour Saturday, January 12th, ascension healing session included. So that's a great one to get on to if you would like to receive additional healing on your body. And also I thought of, when you were speaking, Ron, the magnetic and twisted body realignment, since we're on the subject of getting our bodies cleared out. And that one is a really great clearing to do. And I believe, does that one line up the 108 energetic invisible bodies?
Now, what it does is it just takes, in a sense, one body not to be connected to your spirit. So and that can prevent you from having a healing. It's like a puzzle piece that's not there. So let's I'll do a sample of that here. So I'm going to take, since we have 108 bodies, I'll just pick one. I'll just pick number 66 numbers here, and I'll realign that body for you. I'll bring it into alignment. So one, two, three, four, and you might feel your inside of your body actually moving, kind of like something's churning inside of you. I can shift it probably about 20 degrees, and it could be way, way off, but 20 degrees, anything that gets closer to having more spirit energy is good. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think that's 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Getting a little lost here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, and 100. So there we are. So kind of just see how you are feeling this energy. So back to you, Elizabeth. That is
wow.
Just bringing body into alignment more with your spirit. So kind of look, think of your bodies as looking down, looking at fence poles or telephone poles. You know, they all are in alignment. Well, what if one is off 50 feet to the right? Is it going to get the energy? No, it's way off in the in the beyond though someplace. So that's the reason why you want to have this type of clearing. Back to you, Elizabeth. And
okay,
if you have had any,
thank you, Ron.
I'll say this. Let's say that you've had clearings off and on. Maybe you had a half a dozen over the last 5 years with me. And you go, wow, you know, I feel better. You do that clearing, and whatever was not brought back into alignment with those clearings from your past, instantly, once that body gets into alignment, that clearing now is like a brand new clearing for you. Because the energy is just waiting for this body to be turned around to get into alignment. So just like having all of your clearings that you've ever had with me done, it'll be like brand new over again, and zap, all of a sudden you might have a situation that you had for a long time trying to figure out what to do, and instantly it's fixed almost. So that can happen. I've had a lot of comments on that from people explaining that to me and telling me that, wow, they have this clearing, magnetic twisted body clearing, and all of a sudden I feel wonderful. And because all those clearings now get back online again, we'll say. You don't have to go back into the clearing. It just happens automatically when you do that one clearing. And that's why I put it on the body jumpstart bundle. Hey, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that body jumpstart bundle sounds like a great healing to do, Ron. And along those lines, I got a question, a CLS question this person is asking. Is it okay to have chiropractic adjustments?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You might want to do a shrink wrap first because, first of all, once you walk into any kind of situation, I'm trying to say not to do this. Walk into a location, and the energy of all the people that were in there since that office opened up, unless the person is doing a space clearing every day or more than once a day on his facility to get rid of the entities and traumas and pain from the other people. So once you walk in there, you have everything that everybody's walked in that door with coming onto you. Oh, okay. I don't know if we have enough time, but we'll see. We have.
Wow.
So basically, you have that there. Now, did the practitioner clean himself off? Did he wash his hands at least between each patient? Probably not. Does he know about doing that? Maybe he was never taught that. So all of a sudden, you get under the.
You no show after you, so you can take all the calls you want.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So BBS giving us extended time here. Oh, thank you. So all of a sudden, you go into that particular room and lay on the table or whatever, and what's on that table? Probably full of entities that had problems waiting for you to come in, waiting to find another host. And maybe you might walk out feeling great, but all of a sudden you have some other condition. So that's the problem, okay? And I'm sure everybody who's listening will kind of recognize that. So really can't say don't do anything. That's really what should be happening. Your spirit should heal you, but aside from that, you know, we have to rely on things. I personally, myself, don't. But aside from that, you know, if you do have to see somebody, do a body shrink wrap so they don't slime you, number one, because they may be carrying the energy of everybody who's been in that office before. It's sort of like people, you know, we don't talk about it anymore, but years ago, about people who had sexually transmitted diseases, and they'd say, well, yeah, have a sexual partner, you're going to bed with everybody that that person went to bed with.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably not stated any longer, but that's the same thing. That's what's happening. Well, that's the sad thing. And the worst place to go to probably is a place where they're doing operations. operations, okay? Having yourself operated on. So I can't get into that stuff too much because it's there, it's available, and people sometimes need it. So and even doctors will tell you that the best thing for a doctor or being an MD is, having that type of practices is emergency room. That's when you really need them. But anyway, I won't get into any of that. It's back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and we have, I believe, two callers, but I just wanted to mention really quickly, there was a comment somebody sent that said they're really feeling the alignment and they're glad they closed their crown chakra with you last Saturday. And exactly, shrink wrap is really easy to do. All you have to do is say out loud or you can whisper, I command my body energy to shrink wrap. Anytime you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be touched or bumped into, or maybe you're in a crowd or like a doctor's office, and also to do clearings on yourself, maybe before and after you have the adjustments, that might be helpful to sort of get rid of anybody else's energy if you have to go and have some type of procedure done. So great advice, Ron. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll go ahead. We have a little bit of extra time. Thank you so much, BBS. And so we have a caller. I'm not sure who got there first, but who's out there? And did you have a question for Ron?
Yes. My name is Daphne, and I was looking for a little guidance and maybe a starting point. Starting on 12/22, I started seeing lights in my room. The first time it was just a major light show, red, green, white, flutters. It was just something out of a movie. And since then, it's been green spirals. They just fill my room, and now I realize they're all over my house. I'm not afraid anymore. At first I was afraid, and now I realize that the energy, that the lights are part of me now. Like they're coming into my body. I figured this out after spending time in the room for like 2 weeks. It's been about 2 weeks. What do I do? Like, what's my starting point?
Okay. First thing
exactly. That's how I feel.
Okay. On the 22nd, remember, the main abduction point on this planet was the 2012 energy in December. So,
right. It was about 4:30 in the morning. From 4:30 to 6 a.m., this happened in my room.
Oh, you want me to tell you what I think?
Yes.
Okay. I would say that you got hooked up completely to the 2012 abduction situation, planet, something to you, and they brought in these lights to track you, to control you, to be with you. You want to get on the website and do the 2012 clearing. What's the name on it exactly so she can get on there?
2012 clearing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to give it to you, the exact name of it. I believe it is called the 2012 Ascension Barcode Removal, but I'm going to look it up on the website right now, make sure that's correct.
No, that's it. That is what I would strongly recommend doing, because that will help to have the light find you and bring you back. So that's what I would say happened. I've been talking about your situation for months now, probably, I'd say probably 6 months or so that something was going to happen. And people who heard about the events happening at that day, whatever it would be hooked up and taken off planet. That's why we have a lot of phone replicas now here. So, it's a 2012 or Ascension 2012 barcode is what you want to get off of you. Get that clearing, and you want to probably run it a lot because what you're seeing is darkness. Posing as light. So I don't want to scare you, but you're already involved with it, so it shouldn't make anything that should upset you too much because it's connected to you, and you want to get off of those, get these things off of you. That's what I would highly recommend doing.
Darkness posing as light?
Yeah, that's the light of the darkness. Every church on this planet has that. Everybody who does healing work typically is using the light of the darkness because they're not using your spirit. But he lays hands on you is using light of the darkness. Anybody who does Reiki is using light of the darkness. All that is stuff that was taught to people with mind energy. The light of the darkness is mind. If this is one of your first times listening here, you're going to realize that what I'm talking about is completely the opposite of what almost every other radio program is talking about on all the different websites and wherever else is out there and expos, et cetera. So I'm actually bucking the whole basic New Age movement on ascension and what true light is.
Okay.
The light doesn't judge, doesn't ever come to you. Will never show up in your room. Will never tap you on your shoulder. You cannot bring more light to you other than having your spirit bringing it to you. And the only way you can have more spirit energy in you is to do clearings to clean out your physical body of darkness. That's what we're all about here, is to have more spirit energy with you. Oh.
Okay, so are you saying this won't go away on its own?
I doubt if it would ever go away. You're already hooked up. They hooked you up somehow. How or why, you know, I can't tell you, but you got involved with it somehow. Well, if you meditate or heard somebody talking about it or had an attunement done, well, you know, I don't know what your past history is with other practitioners, what your spiritual practices are. But to me, what you're talking about is a prime example of what's happening to humanity. You're getting hooked up to the light of the darkness.
So you're saying this isn't positive?
No, I'm not telling you, no.
It's not angels, it's not, it's not good, it's not healing light. Is that what you're saying?
What you're talking about is there's no such thing. Light of the darkness brings all this in. Force energy that created you never comes to you. Doesn't grandstand, doesn't do anything, never comes to you. Never connect to you. You can't go to it. But again, you cannot go to it. You already have everything with you, which is your spirit. And it's up to you to clean out your body to have more of your spirit come into it. See, that presents itself as light through someone else, attunements, people laying on hands on top of your head. That I think it's Disha, what they do. All this stuff is darkness energy coming into you. You somehow got hooked up to it. I don't know, like I said, what your spiritual practices are. So you may have went to somebody, maybe they had a meditation group or something, they brought in all this wonderful energy. Maybe you participated in the events that would be the harmonic convergence. All this stuff is light of the darkness. Mind energy. Anything that is mind energy that people think about doing something is darkness energy. Nothing to do with source.
Okay, this is my first time calling. Where do I find the clearing you're talking about?
It's on creationlightship.com. And maybe Elizabeth can help you out where it is there.
Yeah, Daphne. If you go to the website, creationlightship.com, and then you'll see on the left side of the website, there's a box where you can type in, search for a healing. And if you type in the number 2012, that healing will come up. And the complete name of it is the Ascension 2012 Barcode Removal. And that's the one that Ron mentioned. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the page where you can purchase that. So that's creationlightship.com. And on the left side, you want to search for a healing, and then you want to type into the search box the number 2012, and then hit go, and it'll take you right to the page that you need to be on.
Okay, and you're saying that this is happening to other people?
I would say probably yes. Maybe they're not seeing what you're seeing, but, you know, I can't give you a percentage. I would say that just sugarcoat it, I would say this has probably happened to 80% of the people on the planet here, okay?
80%?
Yep, that this planet right now is to be run by clones. Clones will be living here. And that's why people are looking a little different. And but they're getting brought into the emotional energies. That was the main event. That was the main event. That and the timeline for this year. That happened, you know, when the time changed over. We got into a whole new alien timeline. Remember, the aliens control time. The light only works in the now, doesn't know anything about time. So source energy is the light. False energy, light of the darkness, is the timelines and the false light. And, you know, you need to go into probably the Wikipedia page on my website. And there's a lot of Q&A questions there that have answers that may help you out. So it gets to be a little confusing at first, because you're going to realize that what you've been taught in this lifetime that you truly know and understand is basically light of the darkness energies, or another way of saying it is just, you know, control energies of alien or just a bunch of rubbish. So that's sugarcoating it for me here. So,
okay,
anyway,
so how do I not be afraid?
I can't tell you that. I'd be concerned. Being afraid is not going to help you whatsoever. That's why you want to have clearings to get stuff off of you. Well, that's the way you have to look at it. My website is there to help people to get more spirit energy into their body. That's all that it's for. Clean out the darkness out of people to have more spirit energy. If you want to feel better, I can do the mind to heart drop. I'll do that for everybody listening here. And listen to the archives. You know, I have archives, you know, lots of them, you know, maybe 1,000 of them probably. So here we go. I'm going to ask your spirit, command your spirit actually to take the thoughts inside of your head. That is of darkness, because all thoughts are darkness. Mind energy is darkness. All the darkness works through mind. They brought in mind energy here for separation, bringing in duality. And we're going to have to have those thoughts in your mind, in your head, we'll say, go into your heart to have peace. So the only way you're going to actually feel source energy is to have it become peaceful. And that's the closest way that we can explain source energy is peace. And then you're in, not in duality, you're in source energy of non-judgment, and that's peace. They use that term, the peace that passes all understanding. So it means that everything that you know about is not peace. So here we go, dropping down. So I'll count from 10 to 1 like an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So do you feel more peaceful now?
A little.
Little. Okay, remember, when you're in your heart with your spirit, there's no judgment. No mind chatter, there's no thoughts. Because you are in the energy of your spirit, which is source energy. And go to source energy with your spirit that is already source energy. Remember, you cannot bring any more energy to yourself what your spirit has already. All you can do is integrate more of your spirit by cleaning out darkness out of your body. So what you have happened to you, that your body now collected all this darkness from the event on the 21st of December, and is bringing in these energies around you. So you want to get it cleared out of you. That's what I would suggest doing, is getting on, paying for that clearing, and do it. Keep doing it, and get rid of these things. And you should start to feel some results or see some results happening. But your situation that you're dealing with, is that even though you're seeing these energies, which most people probably are not seeing, this is what's happening to the to humanity here. What they call, you know, maybe hypothetically fourth through fifth dimensional reality that people talk about, the new age. This is like a new age starting here.
Okay, so why would I want to believe that and not choose to believe that they're angels and healing energy and things like that?
Because the angels are from the light of the darkness. No angels here that are from light. Because this is just the way it is, you know.
Okay.
Healing energies, the light never comes to you. Because your spirit has that already in it. Not bring light to yourself. See, these are all false teachings of the darkness. What you're talking about is the light of the darkness philosophy. And does it work? Of course it works. It works perfectly. Light of the darkness has its own script. Every church that's out there that has Jesus there and they pray to Jesus, that's the light of the darkness. Jesus, that energy left here, Jesus left the planet 2,000 years ago. No healings
okay.
of Jesus ever on this planet. Left here after that. So this is all about you, about having your spirit get empowered in you. Like I said, what you're going to be...
But if Jesus is inside of me, right?
No, never.
The Holy Spirit is inside of me.
No, Jesus never comes into anybody, no. That's another light of the darkness,
okay.
false teaching. You want to go inside
okay.
of somebody else? Probably not. That's a lot of the
darkness. I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with you. I'm leaning more towards I'd rather believe that it's angels and it's good because I, you know, to think the other way to me it's scarier. You know?
Well, it doesn't matter. The truth is the truth. It doesn't matter if it's scarier or not. I'm just telling you what the truth is.
Okay.
And the truth is that energy does not promote itself and does not do these things.
All right, I'm going to think about it, look into it a little more. I'll visit your website and try to figure it out. Thank you very much.
Now listen to the archives.
Listen to the archives.
Yeah, I have lots of archives on the bottom left of the navigation section. I got all the BBS archives on there. Just select one.
Okay.
There's 1,000 of them. And just start listening.
All right.
Well,
thank you very much.
I need about 10 archives to listen to. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth. We have another caller on.
Okay. I think we do have another caller. I also wanted to mention you can sign up for the CLS newsletter if you check the Q&A link through the CLS Wikipedia. And, Ron, you also have a lot of really good videos on YouTube if anyone is out there wanting to learn more. So, sorry if there's another caller on the line. Sorry we took a couple minutes with that last caller. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sorry for the wait.
I was happy to wait. My name's Barbara, and I have a question about the water charging yesterday.
Okay.
I received it with whether I wasn't on the call. I tried to be, but I couldn't be, and the water got charged, and I felt the power come through and charge the water. And so this morning, I got up and I drank some water. Well, I immediately got very, very sick, and I was very...
You're doing a detox on you.
I was, that's what I thought. I was very dizzy, and I felt like I was going to go down, actually. And so I went and ate a little something. I didn't want to eat anything, and I ate something anyway to kind of put something on my stomach to help me out, and... I laid down for a little while, and then I got back up, and I said, well, I got to drink some more water. So I drank some more water, and it happened again, but it was like half as much. And so I went and ate a piece of grapefruit to kind of like help me out there. And then I continued to drink the water through the day, and each time I drank the water, it was like half as much of the same problem. But the thing is every time I drank the water, I would bounce back further than I was before I drank the water.
How are you feeling now?
I feel great.
Yeah, your body
you
was
know,
probably testing the energy. So you had a lot of detox in you. So that water does detox clearing.
Right. And I just wanted to let you know that this had happened, and I'm not afraid of it or frightened by anything, and I do understand it. But that's how much of a reaction that I had from the water charged yesterday.
That's a lot, but most people don't have that.
Right.
I can tell you one story of one person. Well, I can tell you about myself. You know, when I do healings on people, and I do the healings that work through me, I can be sitting, feeling perfectly fine. Then all of a sudden, I have to go and actually throw up in the toilet because somebody probably has lung cancer or something. One time, all the energy runs through me. So one day I'm feeling, pretty good. I always feel normally pretty good, and all of a sudden they go, man, I got this lung congestion or something. So I went in there and I threw up probably about four or five times, and I didn't throw up any bile. Okay, I just threw up thick fluid out of my lungs, so that energy just came into me, and I had to get rid of it. Normally, when you throw up, I don't know what other word to use besides that. Normally, you throw up bile, it burns the back of your throat, and you feel bad, and awful for a few hours or so. This is just strictly like toxins from lung cancer, and that happens off and on to me. All of a sudden, I'll go down like that, or I'll get very, very tired out of nowhere because somebody has a really rough problem with something. Energy just can't get processed quick enough out of my body. Whoever does a clearing on the website, I'm actually running that physical energy, that physical illness through me. I don't like to work with people with chemo. That is much harder on my body. But other than that, that's what happens to me.
Well, I've had a problem in my side. My side has been hurting a lot, and it could be something going on there as to why I got so sick when I drank the water and it was trying to clean it out.
Yeah, more than likely, yeah, because you have to process it some way. So
right.
Your body was very, very toxic, and that's probably what happened.
Yes, I've had the water charged before, like on a live show. And I would drink it, and it tasted fantastic. It was very silky smooth, and it was very very desirable to drink. And
yeah,
so then
the
when
is,
I drank this water this morning, I was hoping it was going to be the same. and then I had that reaction, and so it was kind of especially when I felt like I was going to throw up and pass out and,
Yeah,
I was very sick.
Yeah, it was just the energy probably during the call probably came in and dislodged a lot of stuff out of you, and you had to get rid of it some way. That's probably what would happen.
Yeah.
I'd say your next bottle will probably feel fine tomorrow, as you have that.
Well, I hope so. Also, too, I had the billboard clearing done. I wanted to do a lot more, but I couldn't, so I got the billboard clearing. For the psychic billboard, and after I ran that clearing, I fell asleep, and I had a dream that I'm perceiving it as a dream, where I saw a gray alien in the cosmos with it looked to me like a billion stars in a cluster. And then they had, like, swirls coming off of them with millions of stars on these swirls. And this was, like, a huge thing that I saw. And in the middle of the cluster of the stars, it began to turn whiter. It was like the stars weren't really in light. They were in darkness. And they began to turn very, very white. And then it went out the strands where these other stars were, which I'm perceiving as timelines, and they began to turn white, and I watched them turn white. And I thought they were white, but they weren't white until they started to actually turn white light. So
yeah, you're probably seeing in the dream. You're probably seeing the movie sets happening. I know people have contacted me saying that they look up and they see the Orion energies up there in the stars around Orion, blinking different colors. So
right, I've seen that too.
Yeah, so that
also
means that
too,
trying to get your attention on the movie set that they fabricated for the stars up in the sky.
Okay, so you think they were communicating with me?
Well, it means that you were on that timeline experiencing that, yes. So that they weren't probably wanting you to be conscious of what you were seeing. Typically, they don't want you to do that. You could be on 100 timelines, so it wouldn't really do them any good, but you were probably there experiencing that particular energy. So
right.
You brought it back to yourself in the dream state. So I would do a timeline crash for that, what you saw in the dream. Just kind of paraphrase it simply, do timeline crashes on it because that's coming into your reality. And I'll see if Elizabeth has any other thing that might be beneficial. Any idea, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think with dreams, you always want to timeline crash your dreams, and you can do that for a week or a month, Barbara. And also, I was thinking about maybe one of the free clearings might help you. Like if you go under sample healing, there are a bunch of different ones you can do, like be here in the now, maybe after you wake up that morning, and you want to get brought back to this timeline. That's a good one to do, and you can do that, you know, every day after you have a weird dream or whatever. And I'm not sure, Ron. I was also thinking maybe the gray skies timeline crash, because a lot of these, like, weird skies energies sometimes need to be cleared out of the clouds. And sometimes what I like to do is just, you know, if you have, like, an old PC that you don't really use for anything, you can just kind of designate it as your timeline crashing or clearing computer. It's like maybe a couple years old, doesn't work too well. And I know Ron suggested this to different people at different times, but I like to put up the gray skies timeline crash and maybe run that overnight and see if that helps you.
Timeline crashes, and I've run the free crashes like you're talking about, and I have felt a great deal of relief from a lot of density coming off of me. I can feel it. I'm a very feeling person. If someone filthy can touch something, and I can come behind and touch it, and I feel it. I can go to the grocery store and pick up bread that somebody came through that was nasty and touch it, and I feel it. So I'm very in tune to the spirit energy on people and what's going on with them. So
maybe she should do the feeling body clearing, Ron. That's a whole lifetime clearing.
Have you did your emotional whole lifetime one yet?
No, I haven't had any money. The aliens have made sure that I don't have anything. And I know I have had a severe problem with the grays. I have seen them looking at me with my eyes shut. And so I know that they've been bothering me. And I've had very, very strange happenings happen that's just it's some off-the-wall stuff that would happen to nobody, but it happened to me. And I know they've been trying to retard my my finances, my education, my social connections with everybody. They've been trying to keep me isolated. And I won't go into whatever else they've been doing, but it has not been nice. I have felt like a prisoner in my own body, in my own life, not able to break free. I just have been miserable.
Barbara,
lately,
the other thing
you could, better.
That's
really cool. Have you ever done the anything on the alien attack page?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and there's also the other free one is the alien and human hybrid tracking barcode removal, because it sounds to me like they're tracking you somehow through these like weird dreams or something. Okay,
and I
that's
think
great.
That's the only reason why I have any consciousness to even know that I'm even here anymore, because I have been really sick and really really held back and pushed down and stomped on and what have you with the whole thing. And it has been my entire lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I would just keep doing them, you know, as much as you can. I mean, if you don't have the money to do the whole lifetime clearings, just keep doing the free ones, you know, as
right.
much as you need to. And then, you know, hopefully your life will improve. You'll get some of those negative energies off you, and, you know,
well, I hope
then
so,
maybe you'll be able to do more of the other clearings.
I hope so, because the situations that I've had to live through, like right now, I'm living in a nest of thieves and drug addicts, and I know that they put me here so that I would have to suffer this, and I have seen horrible things inside of these people. I have seen an entity inside of a couple of these people here that looked like it was etched out of charcoal. I sent an email in for Ron to read, and I kind of like briefly put in there this, but I'm going to tell everybody on the air what I saw, and it was horrible. These people looked like they were etched in charcoal, and they moved and talked and walked and answered questions. And they looked like their blood was black. They had absolutely no red coloring in them whatsoever that would indicate they had blood in them. And they were very washed out and drained out looking, like a cadaver. And it was very upsetting for me to see a child standing in front of me looking like that, and a young woman standing in front of me looking like that, talking to me like they're normal, and they're not. And then later I saw the girl, and she was fine, and her demeanor had changed totally from what it was before, and I think something's happened there with her since the 2012 thing, because her personality has totally changed. She is nothing like she was before. The boy and his family have like kind of like disappeared, and lately have just like the last day even being seen outside, which is very, very unusual for them. These are very outgoing, very mobile people, energetic people, and they have just like disappeared. And then when you do see them, they're doing stuff that they never do. And their appearance has changed. The boy next door to me here, his hair length, color, his body frame, his weight, everything changed. So it's been weird here. And I have also seen problems with the moon. The moon was full, and then the next night you can't even find it. And the sky is clear, and you can see the stars, but the moon is gone. And it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I hope the caller before you is listening to all this stuff here. Because it will definitely maybe shed some light on her experience.
I can understand why she's scared. I can understand that, and I can understand why everybody that's scared is listening, and why they don't believe, and why they're having a hard time with it, because we have been so inundated with so many things that are so harmful to us that we have no way to even decide. I mean, you know, if you're told from the get-go that you're something that you're not, and nobody tells you anything different, and then somebody comes along and they're telling you what is really happening, and it's being twisted and hid, and that's the reason why the government doesn't come and say all this is happening, because that would be exposing it.
Yep.
So, and they don't want it exposed. They want everybody to stay just as confused and upset and twisted around with it as they can get. And people are. And the only reason why I know that it's happened to me is because I've been paying attention. And I have had people all my life call me crazy. No, that didn't happen to you. No, that's not right. No, that's not. Well, I know I saw this, that, and the other. And I know I felt this, that, and the other. And not only that, I was laying here, it was after you started the healings with me, Ron. I don't know if it was you or them, but somebody came and did something inside my stomach. I felt something moving, and it was, I was laying here in the bed, and I was laying on my side, and I actually felt hands go inside of my stomach and move things around. And I have had this pain in my side, but I had it before then, too. It's like they opened me up and went in there and did whatever they were going to do and then closed me up. But there was no stitching or anything like that. I mean, it was like, it was totally a spiritual experience. And I also have a scar on my side there, and I've never had surgery. But there's a scar on my stomach.
And when the light works with you, there's no scars that normally appear, so.
No, this was from way before, you know, years ago. See, this is not recent.
Wait.
When, Ron, you know what I'm getting at here on, you know, what he do, so.
Yeah.
They did it, okay? That's all I got to say. Everything and anything they could think up that way, they did it.
Yep, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yep, that's exactly right, and I know about it.
So, Elizabeth, how's our time doing?
Actually, we should probably start wrapping up. Barbara, just wanted to say thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience, and just keep doing the sample healing.
Yeah, I'll do what I can, and I know that it's working, so, you know, we just do what we can.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
Ron, for all your healings.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so I just wanted to make one final announcement for everybody. If you're still listening, Ron is going to be at the Conscious Life Expo coming up February 8th through the 10th, 2013, and there's also February 11th post-conference, and that's at the LAX Hilton. You can find out more about that at consciouslifeexpo.com, and he also has a workshop on February 9th. In the LA ballroom, and that is going to be from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And it will include the release of alien mind control devices, oxygen blocking implants, robotic programs, and alien barcodes attached to your mind, body, and spirit. So if you are in the California LA area and you would like to go and experience that in person, be sure to check that out. So I'll say goodnight and I'll turn it over to you, Ron. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody. So we're a little bit over time here. So thank you, BBS. And still do that 2012, barcode that we have on the website if you just found out about it, because that's still in effect. Things are out there that shouldn't be there. So these are all these wanted universal travelers. So we'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Just scroll down a little bit on the BBS page and bring it up. And here we go. So bring in peace energy for all of you. And definitely do the mind-to-heart drop all the time. You have to say it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. You don't want to be there. So you can whisper it, though. And, 20 seconds, your heart centered, and you feel wonderful. So here we go. To bring in peace energy to the light beam, so stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. everybody. LifeBeam will be activated till midnight your time, wherever you are. Everybody will have a different amount of energy there from the LifeBeam, so it'll be on till midnight. We shall see you later, everyone. Thank you, callers, for calling in, and thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.